Thanks. Look, it is my absolute pleasure to announce today that Phil Walsh is the new senior coach of the Adelaide Football Club. Through a very thorough assessment process, Phil emerged as the outstanding candidate amongst a top field. He's a great fit for the club both now and into the future. His football acumen cannot be questioned, I'm sure you all know that. He possesses a leading football mind. He's got a hard edge. He's very experienced. But what also shone through in terms of the process was his personal qualities, a man of tremendous values, and a team-first character that is something that we really sought after. He received the unanimous endorsement of the assessment panel and of the full board of the Adelaide Football Club. So it's a great day for the Adelaide Football Club. I'm delighted to be here making this announcement, and I'd now like to hand over to Phil to say a few words.
Thanks very much, Andrew. I'd like to thank the board of the Adelaide Footy Club for their belief and trust in endorsing me as the senior coach of this club. I'm a career coach, and I've decided to take the next step and put myself up for the ultimate test, and I'm 100% committed to that challenge. There's some people I'd like to thank before I embark on this journey. First of all, I'd like to thank my family for the support they've given. I hope one day to be able to repay them for all the sacrifices they've made so I could chase my dream. There's some people in football I'd like to thank. Gary Ayres for giving me a chance to get back into the football industry after my playing days were over at Geelong. To Mark Williams for appointing me to my first coaching position. To John Walsfold, particularly for showing me how to manage and organise a football department. And to Ken Hinckley for teaching me so much in such a small period of time. To all the players I've coached, you've all made me a better coach, and there are many of you, but I'd like to particularly single out a couple to thank. Brendan Lade, Darren Glass, Beau Waters and Travis Spoke. I also have a message for the players of the Adelaide Footy Club. It's something I've learned over the journey. Success doesn't come looking for you. You've got to chase it. And as a team, the only way to do that is through hard work and elite habits. To our fans, the 19th man, just want to make it very clear. What we're chasing is not individual success. We're chasing team success, and we'll be totally committed to that. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Phil, one of the lasting questions is that why all of a sudden a senior coach? Well, we've known, you know, you've said so many times yourself that you didn't covet the position. Where does the moment come for you that you want to become a senior coach?
Yeah, probably in my life journey, Rich, I've had a few moments, particularly over these last 12 months. I don't want to go into them privately too much, but I will share with people. I just got a text message from Karen Bailey. Made me quite emotional. She said Dean would have a little bit of a giggle about this. And it really did resonate with me. Got a little bit of a warm heart about it. But I suppose, Rooch, I took myself out of my own journey and thought, you know, anyone who's done what I've done probably deserves a chance to be a senior coach. I'm 54 years old. Probably not going to come round again. So I tell my kids to chase their dreams. So I probably don't want to look back 70 years old and think, what might have been? So here I am.
How hard do you expect it to be, Phil? I mean, you sort of describe it as the ultimate test.
Oh, it is the ultimate test. I mean, my days with Choco, and there were some great days with Choco, although we did have a falling out, I would often say to him, I'm critical of you, mate, but it's an impossible job. And it's a really hard job. You need great help. You need great people around you. And as we see at the moment, coaches seem to be getting spat out pretty quick. So I know what I'm in for.
What's the most important thing you can do?
The most important thing that I've learned is you've got to make sure that all the key people, the fans, the players, the rest of the club, are on a shared vision. We all understand what we're trying to get, and we just don't deviate from that. And that's probably the great lesson I learnt from John Walsfold. When I went to West Coast, he explained the vision that he wanted. My first year there, we won 8 games. The next year, we come last. Okay, he didn't deviate from that vision one bit. The next year, we played in a preliminary final. So you want to get a bit of cement, you want to get a bit of steel in your footy club, you've got to stick fat, you've got to stick to your vision. And I'm looking forward, with the help of Andrew. I've already spent some time with David Noble. We've got some really good people at this footy club. We've got some great players. I'm looking forward to making sure we all share the vision and stick to it.
Phil, you've had such a role with Port Adelaide and you spent so much time and invested so much. Have you managed to talk to them, address them, and how did they take your decision to come across?
Yeah, Tom, I spoke to Keith Thomas and I spoke with Ken Hinckley this morning. I didn't agree to terms until only a couple of hours ago. They were the first two people I rang. They wished me all the best on my journey.
Phil, can you just work us through how this unfolded, the first time Adelaide sought you out, and what your first reaction was and when you decided to go into it deep?
So my first real conversations with Adelaide were after the preliminary final, re the coaching position. I had a meeting with Mark Ricciuto, David Noble and Rob Chapman, more just to see whether I would apply for the senior coaching job. It was a bit of a feeling out process. What I could bring, what maybe my strengths were, maybe some areas that I need to improve on, and whether the club were prepared to take that on board. From that discussion, I applied for the job, and I then just went through the normal process.
You've got really strong beliefs, strong ideas on how a football team should look and culture. What will be your sort of first order of business, do you think?
My first order of business, Tom, is to get inside the club and listen. From the outside, we all have perceptions of what's going on. I want to find out what this club's made of. I want to find out why they're inconsistent this year. What is it that stopped them playing the type of footy they've played for long enough? You know, they've shown that their best footy's good enough, just haven't been able to do it for long enough. So I'm going to spend a bit of time listening, then gather our thoughts, and then we'll build the car that we think we need to get us where we want to go, then we'll drive it as fast as we possibly can.
Phil, on that issue of perception.
Is that listening to players?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be trying to ring every player over the next 48 hours.
What are your expectations? Obviously, Sando lost his job for not making finals. Do you need to make finals in your first year?
I think we've got a talented list. I think we're good enough to make finals, but who knows? I might find some things that are going to take a little bit longer to fix. So it's early days for me to predict that. We'll get in and see. I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll only select players who are totally committed to the team. And I always believe when you've got enough of those players, you'll get where you want to go. And I mentioned a couple of players in my introduction. The reason why those four players have had such an influence on me is because they're examples of players who put team first in everything they did. They were more concerned about the performance of the team than the performance of themselves. And I'm hoping to find that the Adelaide Footy Club has got players like that.
You've probably never seen this kind of spotlight before. Yeah. How are you going to adjust to that? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, we spent a fair bit of time talking about this bit, Tom. It has been blown a little bit out of the proportion, my disdain for the media.
That's good to know.
But, so not, like but not by much. Look, I think even Roach might have seen a little bit more mellow Phil Walsh. When you get to lie in a hospital bed in Cusco, Peru, wondering whether you'll ever get back to Australia, you do realise that, you know, life's a bit more than just what someone says about you or writes about you in a newspaper.
Has that been big for you?
It has been a big moment for me. I think it's on record. I don't drink alcohol anymore, try not to drive a car, try and spend as much time with the people who are important, try not to judge people as much as I did.
Phil, on that, you talk about perceptions. You've had some strong perceptions about this football club and it seems to have surprised many that you choose to be here. Is those perceptions changing as well, or...?
I just want to talk about that, and it's a little bit about Phil Walsh. I played at three clubs, okay. I've coached at three clubs, about to be four clubs. Once I walk in the door of those clubs, I'm 100% committed to that club, okay? The other 17 clubs are the enemy, and that's how I see it. And it's a ruthless industry, but right now, all I'm thinking about is how best that we can get ahead of the curve with all those other teams. It's that competitive, this industry. So, yeah, I dislike a lot of clubs, okay? I'm now 100% committed to this club.
The appointment, is there a term on it for you?
Yeah, there is. It's a 3-year term initially.
And who do you report to, Phil?
And Phil reports through to me. But we're finalising the broader football club or football operations structure, and we'll do that over the coming days with Phil's input. Obviously, that was important to, you know, to get him in the situation first, and then you know, we know that David Noble's been carrying a few titles in recent times, so we've got some adjustments to make, but Phil will report through to me, but we'll have the interrelationships in the broader footy program working as they need to be.
The other thing, Phil, is you need to put a team around you. Have you started thinking about how that's going to play out and the people who are already here and how they stay or don't stay?
Yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful to the people who are already here, so other than talking to all the players, that's the other thing I want to do in the next 48 hours is sit down with the other people in the footy department and see what their vision is, how they see footy, just see whether we can get aligned, and we'll make some decisions after that.
Yeah, so we're talking about this club, Phil, that was made this job attractive to you. Did you? I'm assuming you didn't go for the Gold Coast job. Was this the Adelaide job? And what was it about this gig here?
Yeah. Again, people say I never wanted to be a senior coach. The reality is I've only officially been approached twice to be a senior coach, and this is the first club that's actually been prepared to get down and find out what Phil Walsh is really all about. So I've never been an assistant to chase jobs or put my name out there or audition for jobs. I've always been of a belief if a club really wants you, they'll come and find you. And that's basically what's happened in this process. Within saying that, though, I spent a fair bit of time getting to know the Adelaide Footy Club and wanting to see where they saw where they were at and where they want to go to. It just so happened that those two philosophies aligned.
Andrew, David Koch obviously came out this morning and more or less alerted everyone as to what was happening. Is that disappointing that another club would preempt the news that he's coming here?
Yeah, look, I didn't see Koshy on television this morning, and look, certainly that's, you know, somewhat unusual. But look, he's in a difficult position. I suppose he was getting a lot of attention given the speculation that was in the media, has been in the media over the last couple of days.
Phil's just said he'll sit down with players and the coaches, work out whether he can work them. Has the need to sort of bolster that coaching group around him, has it been sort of identified in the wake of Sando's departure?
Well, look, this is about getting a footy structure that's going to work for Phil and work for the club, you know, moving forward. And you know, where there's nothing off the table, there's nothing sort of locked in. As I sort of said 3 weeks ago when I sat here, we wanted to create the best football program in the AFL. We wanted to put the right people in the right seats. So this is a key part of that process. We've left it open. If there's someone to come with Phil who wants to complement his skills, then that opportunity exists. Said we've got some, you know, other key appointments that need to be made and have been spoken about before, like a list manager, etc. But we'll get the balance of the coaching group right, and that's, you know, their discussions that will take place over sort of the coming days.
So you get to set the agenda.
We're obviously in the middle of our trade week at the moment. Will you have sort of any input in the next coming days as to who goes or stays at the club in terms of playing personnel? Or is there anyone that you come and say that they're definitely off the table in terms of trades? Or
I need to get up to speed with that. I spoke to David Noble at length this morning. Then I intend maybe going across on Thursday to meet with the recruiting team. They're well down that path. We've got experienced people there. I'll let them do their job. Obviously, as a senior coach, I'd like to have some input into it.
Phil, you now get to set the agenda on how a team plays as senior coach. Is there a vision as to how you think the game should be played or how you think Adelaide will play?
Without getting, you know, too technical, Roots, the history tells us unless you rank in the top five in attack and defence, you're not going to play off in that last Saturday in September. So we've obviously got a little bit of work to do in that area. you go back over the last 10 years, it's only that great Sydney team that has bucked that trend. So I think off the top of my head, Roots, we're 3rd and 11th. So I've got a little bit of work to do.
So is there a vision as to what the fan should expect from a Phil Walsh coach side?
Yeah, there is. And you know when they'll see it is when they can recognise it, not when I tell them to recognise it.
Yeah, there seems to be a model emerging that there is a senior assistant in at most clubs. Do you favour that model? You've been the right hand man as well.
Yeah, not so much a senior assistant for the situation I'm in. I don't think I need a senior assistant. I do like the idea though of clubs grooming someone to take my position. So if that's a senior assistant in a slightly different role, just to show that he's different than the other assistants. I do have some warmth to that role, but as Andrew said, we're probably going to take a little bit of time just to work our way through that, Justin.
Sure. Andrew, you've obviously made a swift move to get rid of Sando with 2 years to go on his contract. Lots of pressure on the club. How confident that you've made the right call in that respect?
Well, just to be clear on that, so that call was made prior to me arriving, effectively. So that my focus has been on ensuring that we've got the football program necessary to deliver success moving forward. And I'm very comfortable with the process we've gone through and the appointment that we've just made. As I said at the outset with my opening comments, Phil was the outstanding candidate through that process. He literally blew us away through multiple stages of that process with his vision for the club, his obviously, you know, the experience that he's got in the game, where he sees his football club being and how he's going to get there, importantly how he's going to get there, knowing that there aren't easy fixes or easy steps to take. This is about hard work, and he's going to drive that through the football program. I think that's consistent with the remarks that I made a few weeks ago when sitting in this chair when I was first appointed. So, and I'm really confident about the future.
Yeah, is there a time frame on where he wants to go? Did he mention that?
I think we sat here again over the last few weeks and have said that the club won't accept mediocrity. You know, we believe that we've got a list that's talented, and we believe that that success is something that we should be able to achieve and achieve in the short term. But having said that, I haven't sat here and said that, you know, Phil, you've got to deliver the following in the next 3 years. This is about, at its base level, and again, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but I absolutely believe in it. This is about ensuring that we've got the best football program. If we've got the best football program in the AFL, and I believe we've got the man right here to deliver that, then we'll give ourselves every possible chance of achieving the success that we want.
So how do you... Port Adelaide's got the best football program in the AFL?
I believe that Adelaide Football Club will have the best football program in the AFL, and we've got the man who can deliver it.
So how do you feel about that perception that player power determines a fair bit here at Adelaide?
Yeah, again, Roach, I'd like to get to the bottom of that, but it's been explained to me that the decision that was made was not based solely on what the players said, and I believe that.
Have you got a person or people in mind that you sort of want to surround yourself with, you bring into the organisation?
Yeah, look, I've worked with a lot of people over the journey, so I know a lot of people who would compliment me. Whether that's doable or not, time will tell.
Phil, where do you stand on Patrick Dane? I mean, a lot has been made of it. Are you open to a trade there, or instead of perhaps losing him for nothing, give him time?
No, I think it's been stated by the club he won't be traded. Contracted players, required player. He's an important player to this club, but there are a lot of important players at this club.
And feel free to gloat to him if you want, but what was it that set Phil aside? What made him different?
Yeah, look, I think there's a number of things that make him different, and some of those you know about, and one of them is he's tremendously experienced. That certainly set him apart. He doesn't come as a young assistant coach aspirationally looking for this next step. He comes with said 15, 20 years worth of experience in this game. When we asked around about Phil, so we obviously put him through the ringer. Through a few phases or stages of the assessment process, but we did our due diligence as well. Leading football mind, brilliant tactician, strategist. It was nothing but glowing reports coming from him in terms of the footy mind that he will bring to our club. So that certainly set him apart. And then, as I said before, I think he delivers a A hard edge. He's very, very driven, very, very passionate, and some personal values which I found particularly enlightening. He's a very humble man, very selfless man, and very much about team first. And they're the sorts of qualities that we want to be a core part of this footy club. In the end, it was a clear cut decision, and said he was the absolute outstanding candidate. And I'll sleep easy tonight knowing that I've got his signature on a piece of paper, and he's going to be an important part of the future of the Adelaide Football Club.
Phil, how was it playing with Ken Inkling?
Yeah, Ken, I only had 12 months with Ken. Obviously, it's funny because when I first started at Geelong, Ken was a player, and then it's gone full circle. We had great synergy. He taught me a lot of things. Some other things he taught me also about how to carry yourself as a senior coach. I take them with me as well. And on a personal level, he actually helped me as a person. So, although there's great rivalry between the two teams, I've got a lot of admiration for the men.
What's that rivalry going to be like for you next year?
I've been to Adelaide Oval. I know what it's like. I want to win. I don't want to walk off there losing.
You know the story you told on Friday night about NAB 2?
Yeah.
Does that echo with you at the moment?
Yeah, I'm not going to be like Ken. He'll laugh. He knows what I'm talking about. I won't be like Ken Hinkley in the box.
Phil, do you begin now? Day one is today?
Oh, yeah. I'm going on a holiday. I had to push it back a week. I was going to Europe for 4 weeks. Now it's only three, but I'll be moving coasters around, drawing on napkins. Okay.